all are asleep. Good morning. I mean, you're kind of sleeping in here in Texas. How about good morning?
Good morning?
Oh my gosh, people are waking up. Hey, Santi, can we turn this up? Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, louder. There it is. Everybody up. Let's get up. All right, listen, we're just starting. Let's get a little energy in the room. Woo! If you are not standing and wiggling it just a little bit, you might be missing out. Everyone. We call it karaoke at my house. Yeah, that's right. Little energy. Bring the energy up, you guys. Make some noise. That is a little bit of noise. Let's make a lot of noise. Woo! Okay. Hi, Chad. You see Chad? All right. Okay. Hey, Chestnut, can you just tell everybody out there to get in here? Okay, Santi. All right. Good morning. Good morning. So before you sit down, don't sit down. If you're seated right now, please get up if you can. Thank you. So a couple things. Housekeeping. So welcome to church. How's that? That's kind of cool. Bathrooms are out the door and to the right. Does anybody know of more bathrooms besides the ones I know about? Out the door and to the right. Is that the bathrooms? That's it?
There's more, but there are other buildings.
Okay, so stay in the building. And out the door to the right. Also, a couple things. How many of you have your umbilical cords, your phones with you this morning? Is that all of us? So can I encourage you to power it down? Maybe. I know someone's like, you mean actually turn the power off? Yeah, weird, right? So turn the power down, or at least put it on vibrate, and give yourself permission to be in this room. Before we know it, we'll all be flying back to reality. And so why not have a little respite from that while we're here? Second thing that I want you to think about today is your ROV. So you know what I'm going to ask you, because our job, I'm the MC, but our collective job is to keep the energy up in the room, right? So I'm going to ask you, and I want to just ask you one time for each one of these letters. So does anybody know what that means? We're going to be, that's what it means, but it means we're going to be super loud, okay? So give me an R. That's what I'm talking about. Give me an O.
O.
Give me a V.
V.
And that stands for? It stands for rate of vibration, which means that whatever energy we bring into this space is the energy that we get out of it. And so you are seated right where you're supposed to be seated. I want you to take a second and look around the table to these amazing people that are seated around you. Some people are like, you mean direct eye contact? Yes, I do. Direct eye contact. Look at these amazing people. Somebody is going to come up with something that can change your business and maybe even better, change your life. So you're seated where you're supposed to be seated. It's very exciting. How many of you know every single person around the table? Raise your hand if that's the case. You're like, right now I do. But if you're seated with the same people that you always sit with, you might want to consider shaking it up a little bit. Sit with somebody new. Get a little different piece of information if you can. All right, so go ahead and have a seat. And we're going to get started right out of the gate this morning by doing some assessments. How many of you know how often we should be doing our assessments in our business? Once a quarter, right? How many of you do these, the personal assessment with your team members? Raise your hand if you use the personal assessment with your team members. How often should you encourage your team members to do that? Once a quarter. So Bella, you want to grab this mic and tell them what you do with yours really quick? Everybody, Bella. Oh, come on, it's Bella.
Okay, good morning, everybody. So I do my assessments quarterly. I save each one of them. And what I love to do is to take it and look to see where I have grown and perhaps maybe where some of them have kind of fallen off. It allows me to focus more on what I should be focusing on, which is making the wheel as round as possible. The stack I have is quite big now because I've been doing the quarterly assessments for quite a long time. But yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, good job. Woo! Give her some love. There you go. Okay, one more thing. So inside your notebooks or wherever you're going to keep notes, I'm going to remind you of Mr. John Maxwell's three-step process to take any event that you go to and give yourself some really good, easy, actionable items when you get back. So the acronym is ACT. The A stands for ACT, action. So if you come across something over the next 2 days where you feel like, man, I need to take some action here, you're going to take an A and circle it in the, what's it called? The margin. Thank you. Circle that A in the margin so when you get back, you can easily go through your notebook and go, oh, look, there's an A. And that's something you need to take action on. C, anybody remember what that stands for? It stands for change. Yeah. We're going to get to the coaching part in a second. So if you find something that you need to change, like we were yesterday, we were given a blessing by Dr. Rome. How many people were in the house yesterday with Dr. R? Woo, look at that. Dr. R, you're already getting a little love from the front. Kind of cool. We get a lot more from him today. So the C stands for change, something that you want to change. The T stands for, it's kind of coaching, but the T stands for teach. So yesterday, how many of you guys enjoyed the question exercise with Dr. Rome? Right? Kind of crazy. It sounded really easy at first, and then you're like, wait a minute, how do I actually ask a question instead of just answering it? And so one of the first things that Bella and I did last night is we actually mapped that whole thing out. It will be our next team meeting. So T stands for teach. So A-C-T. And when you go back through your notes, you'll be able to quickly identify, hey, where are the things that I need to make actionable items over? Where do I need to maybe change something? And where can I teach? All right. So let's jump right into the assessment. And do they have assessments on the table? Okay, cool. I'm going to get one. Yeah, turn that up. Okay, we are going to start. Is it in here? It's in your folder. All right, so let's start off with our marketing assessment. How many people are here in the inner circle for the first time? Raise your hand. Oh, my gosh. Raise your hand. Woo! So welcome to the inner circle. If this is the first time you've done an assessment, let me give you a couple of little tips. A, there's no exact way. It's up to you. You assess yourself. So there's really no right or wrong answer. So you're just going to give yourself a score between 1 and 10 on each of these items. So here we go with marketing. In my business, I'm meeting or exceeding my sales goals through effective lead generation and promotions. Score 1 to 10. We have a clear position in the marketplace. If anybody has questions on any of these, please feel free to raise your hand and we can all address that for you. We have clearly defined our prime target market. The next one, we have clear definitions of our product and or services. That was really nice, Angie. We have a pricing strategy that is profitable. Anybody raise your prices recently? Raise your hand if you've raised your prices. Look at that. Hopefully we'll have a lot more hands by the end of the marketing conference. We are consistently marketing to our house list. We have an effective referral relationship program. Referral relationship program usually refers to with your clients, which is not to be confused with the next one, which says we have an effective referral affiliate reward program, which is typically external. You have companies that refer business to you or entities. The next one is we have a written, posted marketing calendar, written and posted. One of the things that we struggled with at TMC is we had a written marketing plan, but nobody knew where it was. I don't know what good that is, right? Next one, we have an effective internet marketing system that includes websites that clearly communicate what we do, and we are consistently capturing email addresses and using them to communicate to our email audience, and we have a strong presence on social media. So you've given yourself a score of 1 to 10 on all of these. Add them up and write that number down at the bottom. When you're done, just raise your hand in the air when you're done with marketing. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple more minutes. By the way, if you have done this before, keep on trucking. We'll move into sales next. How many people are done with marketing? Raise your hand. Okay, we're seeing lots of hands. Let's go to sales. Sales, we answer the telephone live. Now, somebody asked me one time, you mean 24/7? No, I do not. However, it's important that you couple that with the next one, which is we have effective telephone answering and transferring systems for the times when you aren't answering the phone live. Number three, we have an effective sales script that appeals to our target market and closes the maximum number of inquiries. That's just a sales script. The next one, we have an effective system for responding to internet leads. We have an effective sales process for each of our profit centers. Okay? Right. Yeah, so I own a credit card processing company. We do credit card processing, but we also sell gift cards. We also have a social media assist program. We also do business growth tools. Those are all profit centers. And so the question is, go ahead. All right, so you're asking, I'm trying to take a page out of Dr. Rome's session yesterday. So you're asking me if you have one product, one main product or service, do you break that down further? Do we have any exterior cleaners in the business? Exterior, do you want to tackle this question? Do you break it down just with one product? Will you stand up? Break it down into what, for an example? So what? So in your business, how do you break it down? So pressure washing, window cleaning. So do you have those different things in your business? Does that help a little bit? So here's why that's such a great question, by the way, and not just for your business, but for everybody's business. Because how many of you know that if you own a soft wash cleaning system or an exterior cleaning system, and you go out to clean the side of someone's building versus doing their windows, that there's going to be a different profit margin? There's going to be different tools. There's going to be different things that you use. So it is important to note that.
I am in the cleaning business as well, and we treat each different service as a different product in QuickBooks. So we put, for instance, if we're going to do carpet cleaning, that's one product. If it is vinyl floors or marble floors, that's a different product. So we are able to categorize each product, you know, and as sales, how much we are selling of each product. So,
yeah, so good. And plus, as prices change for your different products that you use to do those products and services, it's going to be really important to be able to separate those out. So did that get you where you needed to be on your question? Excellent. All right, next one. We have an effective upsell and downsell program. So you might want to consider like good, better, best. What's your upsell? You know, how would somebody take a bigger step with you? If somebody wasn't willing to buy the whole shoot and match, what would be the downsell? How could they maybe just take a baby step with you? So you have effective upsell and downsell processes. We have effective processes and scripts for overcoming objections. Anybody get any objections?
Never.
Yeah, you're like, no, we don't. They just buy it. They just say yes. We have an effective process for identifying ongoing and changing customer needs. The next one, we have clearly defined account management policies and procedures. And the last one, we have effective customer management software in place. Add them up. And we're going to move to operations. All right. How many are done with sales? Raise your hand. Oh, good. Lots of hands. Let's go to operations. We have developed our unique service experience. Was it helpful yesterday listening to Dr. Rome give us a lot of information? Amazon A to Z, for an example. Was that awesome? Did you guys get anything? If you did, make some noise yesterday about that from Dr. Rome. Yes, awesome. We have clear-cut service systems in place that are exceeding our clients' expectations. People like what you do. We respond immediately to client concerns. The next one is we have clear-cut refund return policies. Before we had clear-cut refund return policies, everybody had to come to Sherry and say, can we refund this? That was such a log jam. So we fixed that. We have policies in place. They can make the decision easy breezy. The next one, we get customer feedback on a regular basis to ensure we are exceeding expectations. The next one, we have regular production meetings to ensure on-time delivery. We have regular production meetings to ensure on-time delivery. Give yourself a score, 1 to 10. You can. And that's exactly right. What's your first name? Good job, Sarah, with an H. So Sarah hit the nail on the head. If there's something in any one of these categories that does not apply to you, you're free to put NA and then just divide the total number by 9 or whatever the number is. And then I would go back and reevaluate and ask yourself that question again. Is it really not applicable? Just because lots of these are pretty, there are some that aren't applicable to each and every one of our businesses, but you may want to just wrestle with that a little tiny bit. Yeah. Yes. Awesome. Okay. How about we have a key customer appreciation process? How do you take care of your clients, your top tier clients? The next one is we have effective project management processes in place. We have the latest, most effective equipment to deliver our unique service experience. And then add them up. All right. How many people are done with operations? Raise your hand. Oh, we'll give you a second. Feel free to keep on trucking if this is not your first rodeo. How many people are done with operations? Raise your hand. Okay, let's keep going. Administration. We track and report sales by profit center weekly, monthly, and annually. We track and report total sales daily. We track and report sales by referral, affiliate, or ad source weekly. Kind of important to know where those sales are coming from. We track and report sales closings daily, number of calls versus number of sales. The next one is we track and report number of returns or reservices as they occur. And now the fun ones. We track and report our P&L weekly. I say fun ones because this is the box where I was like, yes, somebody else has that. Money takes care of itself. How many of you guys know money does not, in fact, take care of itself? Raise your hand. Yeah, no, it doesn't, darn it. We track and report our balance sheet monthly. We have a cash flow management process in place that includes systems for accounts payable and accounts receivable. That's just one line, by the way. I know it shows two lines there, but there's one. We plan our taxes annually before year end. And then we review our legal and insurance exposure annually or as often as required, then add them up. Nine or ten. Because that one is one. Accounts receivable, accounts payable is one. All right, how many have admin done? Raise your hand. Okay, let's move on to leadership. Okay, we have a compelling vision statement that, get this one, that everyone understands and follows. Notice that it doesn't say we have a mission statement on the wall that nobody knows, which is pretty common. We have effective management systems in place that include recruiting, hiring, orientation, training, coaching, employee reviews, and termination processes, and have ensured that they are all legal. And that's a state-by-state deal, by the way. Anybody from California? Raise your hand. I'm sorry. I was born in California. Yeah. Okay. You may want to check that with legal. All right, next one. We have an up-to-date employee handbook. If you do not have an employee handbook, go ahead and raise your hand really high. Raise your hand really high if you don't have an employee handbook. This is like one of the easiest things to check off your list, especially in the inner circle. There's a handbook on the website. You can just find the company name and replace your name and then go to work doctoring it up to be specific for your business. So something to think about there. Next one, we have a written business plan that includes our vision, goals, and marketing plan, sales plan, operating plan, and administration plan that is reviewed and updated quarterly. That's a lot. We have a written and posted organizational chart. If you're using EOS, we have an accountability chart in EOS, so any of those tools will help you get where you need to be. The next one is we have regular team meetings. The next one, we have written performance results descriptions for every position. And that's just a job description on steroids, really. We have a training system in place for every position. We have policies and procedures for every or all areas of our business. And the last one is we have an effective compensation plan that includes attractive pay and benefits that create high employee morale and retention, and then add them up. Okay, now you've got that little tiny wheel in the upper left-hand corner, and you're going to take your numbers, make sure that you adjust for any lines that you crossed off. So if you had 8 or 10 things in a box instead of 10, make sure to divide by 8 or 9, whatever that number is. And then you're going to plot your points in that little tiny graph in the upper left-hand corner, and then you're going to connect the dots, and basically you're going to see how round your business wheel is. Okay, how many, this is the first time you've done the business wheel, raise your hand. First time you've done a business wheel, okay. So there might be some eye-opening moments happening around your table right now. And so let's just spend a minute or two going around the table and share. If you've been in the inner circle for a while, you might just share how that wheel has changed and just give everybody a chance to share a little bit about what's happening on the wheel. And if you're new and you've noticed, oh my gosh, this is an area that needs help, just make a mention of that. But let's just spend a couple minutes going around the table sharing your wheel results for your business. Go ahead and go.
Did you find your cough drops, Chief? Hot honey. Take a moment to see what might be in their phenomenal fourth project.
Okay.
You know, maybe their one thing.
The highest.
Yeah, and then that's the next slide coming up.
Oh.
And then a slide after that is inspiration.
Okay.
That's when you bring me up and I'm going to do.
Okay, so you're close.
I'm very close.
Okay.
Can I post pictures of Kenneth Woodland for our
opposed to this phenomenal room. Look at this. Okay.
Right.
How cool is that? Michelle, what do you think?
All right.
What's going on at the church? The whole parking lot is full. That's us. That's all us.
Okay, so now you've had a little chance to look at your... Oops, I'm going the wrong way. Go that way. All right, so you guys have heard Howard and everybody talk about the Phenomenal Four products. So one of the main questions that we always get is, where in the world do we start to focus? How many of you had more than one area that needed some work? Raise your hand. Oh, look, you're in good company. That's all of us, right? So how do you narrow it down? How do you go, okay, of all these things that are happening in my business, this is where I need to focus, right? So here's how you do it. You're looking for two things on the wheel. You're looking for your biggest area of opportunity. So just kind of take a look around that wheel. Where's your biggest area of opportunity? And then the other thing that you're looking for is your greatest weakness. The place in your business that really looks like it could be the biggest challenge if you didn't take a hold of it right away. So that's where you begin to look and find the top four. And normally, if you take a look at the numbers you gave yourself, if you got 10, 10, 10, 10, 7, 3, the 3 might be a clue. Okay? So what you want to do is make some possible, put asterisks by some of those items that may actually end up being in your top four projects. So let's go ahead and spend a couple minutes doing that. Yeah, this is a good question. So basically, if you want to take each category and just mark one or two things in that category that may be a contender for your top four, you can work with your business coach in the inner circle and they can help you figure out which is the top four. But if you take each category and go, wow, this looks like a good area, or this looks like a good area, then at least you're going to kind of narrow it down. Otherwise, you may have noticed as a business owner that sometimes it can be overwhelming. There's a lot of stuff that needs to change. Yeah. So, a couple more minutes on that. Okay, how many of you have identified a few areas that are contenders for the top four projects in your company? Raise your hand. And really, hopefully, that should be almost every single person. I'll ask the question again. How many of you have identified some area in your business that might be the best place for opportunity in your business? Raise your hand. Excellent. How many of you have found a couple places where you're like, oh yeah, that's the one? I need to work on that area. Anybody? Raise your hand. Okay, good. So the goal would be, before you leave the conference, that you've got a clear vision on where you need to focus in your company. Because what we don't want to do is walk out of here and not have a good, clear vision. We want to make sure to make the best use of our time. You might have noticed on the back of this sheet, there are also the 7 spokes of the personal wheel, right? I would highly encourage you to do that once a quarter. That's what Bella was talking about. And it's quite fun, especially with team members, to watch your team members' wheel change based on the input and the gifts that you provide as a business leader. It's very, very powerful to watch people's lives change, and that wheel on the back is a really, really great assessment, a great place to start. So, all right. So we are about at the time where we're going to have Howard come up. Anyone see Howard? I know he's here because he was just here a second ago. He said he was ready. Sweet home Alabama, tee that. All right. So how many of you know as business owners, okay, how many of you know as business owners that very few business owners actually do just this little tiny thing you started with this morning? Raise your hand. I grew up in a family-based business, and I'm going to just tell you this. I'm the oldest of five. Four of us have our own businesses. My father had his own business all the way growing up. I never once saw my dad do something like this. I love you, Dad. He's gone now. And his business was great until August 26, 2016. Because when he left the planet, his business left. And so we have a big responsibility as business leaders and owners, and that's to leave a legacy and make sure that the people that are counting on us to provide a place for them to work, that we're doing stuff in such a way that there's something for them to do after we exit for whatever reason, whether we want to retire or whether we make that final graduation, whatever it is. But systemizing your business, doing the work on your business, figuring out how to make things easier for the people that you're training to become leaders in your company returns a big dividend. It's very, very important. If you are the owner of the business, I want you to stand up. Yeah. Look around. This is the backbone of America. Yeah, give yourself a round of applause. That's right. All right, if you are in a supporting role in a business, I want you to stand up. Stand up. That's right, thank you, Kyle. Kyle says, I'm up. All right, look around. And I want you to realize that when we pour into our staff, and we bring them along, it makes our load a little easier, but it also draws out the brilliance in these amazing people that are standing around us. So let's give them a big, massive round of applause. Yeah. And then if we take it one step further, thank you, guys. If we take it one step further and we take all of this stuff back and we take it back to our teams, then we develop stronger businesses. And we develop the kind of businesses that business really should be known for, instead of all those other guys that make the news all the time for things you shouldn't be doing. So I'm so thankful to be in this room with everybody here, and I'm so thankful for my friend Howard, because despite my initial impression of Mr. Partridge, which I thought he was a salesman, he had these two gun thingies up, his hands up on the front of a book, and I thought, oh my goodness, who is this guy? I found that he is in love with business owners, and he is in love with helping people get the best out of themselves and out of their staff. So let's everybody get up on our feet, and Santi, if we can cue that beautiful music, let's bring Mr. Howard Partridge to help us get started on our Inner Circle weekend. Howard!
Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Woo! We've come a long way from Lower Alabama. We've come a long way from growing up on welfare. And I'm so happy to see everybody here this morning. What a beautiful place, huh? What a beautiful place, huh? I live three doors down, third house on the right. And I pulled around the corner and I was like, the parking lot is full. Like, that's all our people? That's us? Because usually I pass by, if it's not Wednesday night or Sunday, I was like, what's going on in the church, you know? And so I'm happy about that. Happy to see y'all. Love you. My coach, Mr. Rick Jones, would not be happy with me right now because I flew in late from Destin Sunday night. I taught all day on Monday. Where's our new DISC certified trainers? Woo! Taught DISC level one almost all day on Monday. Thank God that Sherry did day two. Otherwise, I wouldn't have any voice. Give it up for Sherry Perry. And then I taught boot camp all day yesterday. All day. What were you thinking? Who said that? Deanna? Did you just say that? Okay. I was going to give you a prize, but now I'm rethinking that. Well, my throat doesn't hurt. I'm not sick. There's pollen out there, and I just talk too much. So the beauty is that I'm not going to talk much today, okay? I'm going to do a couple of short presentations. Is anybody else warm in here?
No.
Why are you fanning yourself?
Well, I'm warm, Howard.
I am, too. It must be the lights. It's probably the lights. Anyway, so this is a very unique community. How many of you would agree with that? How many of you have been around Inner Circle long enough to agree that there's nothing like this? I mean, where are you going to go to not only learn the proven business practices from experts and be around such phenomenal business owners and be able to lay that, build that on the philosophy of the late, great, my mentor, American legend, Mr. Zig Ziglar. And you know his philosophy, right? You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what it is that they want. To be able to continue that legacy and to have people like Mr. Zig Ziglar's friend, Dr. Robert Rome, in the house. Give Dr. Rome a big hand clap. Dr. Robert Rome was Zig Ziglar's Sunday school pastor. And I told somebody that one time, and he goes, "How old is this guy?" I say he's about 183. But Sunday school pastor didn't mean that he taught Sunday school to Zig Ziglar when Zig Ziglar was a child. It meant that when you teach Sunday school, you have to have an ordained pastor to validate that everything that you're teaching is correct from the Bible and all that good stuff. So we got Dr. Robert Rome here today, and I can't wait to hear from him, one of the best communicators in the entire world. I made a new friend not too long ago. You guys, in May, I was telling you about a book called Giftology, And unfortunately, the author of that book passed away. But he told me when we were planning on him being here, he told me, he said, you know, I'm happy to come and share with your audience. He said, but I got a 23-year-old that's 12 times better than me. She's a rock star. I'm going to bring her with me. I said, great. Unfortunately, 4 days later, he passed away. But the 23-year-old, did you turn 24 yet? She's 24 now. Sarah with Beyond Giftology is with us today, so give her a big hand clap. The first thing I want to do is I want to recognize some people this morning. Number one, I believe that Sarah Marion had a birthday recently. Where's Sarah? So let's say happy birthday to Sarah. And we have some flowers for you and a card. So, team, would y'all get the flowers and card, bring it up here for Marion? You can sing happy birthday to her. Go ahead. Anybody else have a birthday this week? Today's your birthday? Well, by the way, he already got a great gift. He bought his own gift. He joined the inner circle, so welcome aboard. How many new members do we have that just signed up here recently? Keep your hands up. Several of these guys signed up yesterday. We did a systems training course online, and some of you signed up there. So welcome to the most phenomenal community in the world. That's the good news. The bad news is you got to work it. You got to show up. The biggest tragedy that I see in this community is people get all excited. They get all the stuff, and they don't use it. We call it FTI, failure to implement. You can have all the books on the shelf. You can have access to all the programs. You can have access to all the classes. But if you don't do anything with it, it's not going to help you. I don't want to see you next year in the same spot that you're in today. I want you to come back here over and over again. And we want to see growth in your business life and in your personal life. Yes or yes?
Yes.
So welcome aboard. Okay. One of the things we do at our conferences is we recognize one or two people that have been faithful to our community. And we have an award called MVP, Most Valuable Player. I think we have a plaque out back there. Okay. Victoria, you want to bring that up here? One of you guys want to bring that up here? We also are going to recognize another Hall of Famer. The most recent one was Brenda, or better said, Senior Grandmaster Brenda J. Sell Jones, who is the highest ranking American female in Taekwondo in the entire world. And we presented her Hall of Fame, and she wasn't there, so maybe we need to get a picture later today on the stage, and we can use somebody else's, you know, plaque and, like, cover it up a little bit. My people know Photoshop. Do they still call it Photoshop? Is that what it's still called? Okay. Bring those on up here. Come on. Now, MVP is not that the person has the biggest business, not that they did the most, not that they're any better than anybody else, but they've been faithful to this community. And the young lady that I want to bring up here in just a second. And by the way, MVPs never know that they're getting this award. They never know. And but she gets involved in everything that she possibly can. I have a co-author book. If you want to be a best-selling author almost instantly and only have to produce one chapter that someone else will write for you, then come see me. I need about three or four more people. And it's called Phenomenal Business Success. It'll be a phenomenal tool for your business. And this young lady is also one of our co-authors. And as an award for being a co-author, she was in Nashville with Amy Grant and what's the other gentleman's name? No, the other musician. That's not the one I'm thinking. I'm thinking of Vince Gill. Okay. I didn't go because then Rick Jones would be really mad at me. So please welcome Deanna Sullivan. Come up here. Go on the stage. Of course, you deserve this. Through all of everything that you've gone through, she sometimes feels like she doesn't fit because she doesn't have a traditional business like everybody else. But I would like to see, I'd like to challenge anybody to do what she does. Travel all over the world and inspire auditors. She does it. You want to say it again? I love you. Okay. All right. The other thing that we do is I created a Hall of Fame Award. So we have leaders at a very high level that have just done extraordinary work. Again, to be connected with John Maxwell and the Ziegler legacy and Michael Gerber, who is now local, and I'm working with his team. A couple of them are here today. I don't know if they want to be recognized, so I'm not going to call them out. But Brian Tracy loves this community. He really does. Legends. And the young man that I'm going to bring up to the stage now and present with the Inner Circle Hall of Fame Award has been sharing phenomenal, life-changing wisdom with this community for at least a decade. Please welcome to the stage Dr. Robert Rome. What'd you just say to me?
I said, is it my turn to speak?
Hey, he heard my voice was shot. He had Michelle text me, don't worry, I got it, right? So we can never hear enough from you, sir. I love you, and this is our appreciation.
Thank you.
Okay. Is that good for picture? You need us to move a little bit? Or move over here a little bit?
Well, I'm surprised.
That's good. Okay. I love you, buddy. I heard somebody taught me one time that eyes, high eyes, like to be surprised.
You did it. Thank you.
Love you, sir.
Love you. Thank you very much.
Okay. I need tissues. I'm up here getting emotional already, so somebody can handle that for me, please. Deanna, look at this. I found this picture. I just happened to come across this picture. I'll send it to you. Man, talking about going way back. Thank you so much. I have some gifts for all of y'all. Number one, we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to have an AI discussion tomorrow. And I recently had my book, my newest book, How to Build a Phenomenal Dream Team, recorded in my voice using AI. Some people say it sounds like me. And some people say it doesn't. But the good news is all the information is there. Even if the inflection is in the wrong place, it's all there. How many of you know, if you have a dream but no team, you have to give up the dream or build up the team? You can find phenomenal team members. They are all around you. So consume this book. Lauren, would you make sure that everybody that's here gets an audio copy of this book? The other thing that you're going to get is you're going to get the recordings, assuming they're successful. We do have a camera back there. It's a static camera. But we're going to cover a lot of ground over the next 2 days. And you got a notebook, you're going to take notes, but there's going to be things that you want to go over again and make sure that you get down. So everybody here is going to get a recording, video, and audio of this event. Is that okay? Yes? Is that okay? I'm trying to stall long enough so I can do this presentation. But you know, the beauty is, I have a phenomenal dream team. Build a bench. You not only need to get your initial A players, you know, first string, you need to build that bench. Because if somebody gets sick, somebody can't show up, including you, by the way, this entire conference can be done without me. I don't want that to happen because I love you. I want to be here with you. I want to share this myself, but Santi can do this. What I'm going to do this afternoon, there are 12 people in this room that could share with you the stuff I'm going to share with you tomorrow. I don't know as much about as other people do. So in other words, it's nice to not be needed. I don't have to talk to you about relationship marketing because one young man, James Howard Bardwell III, is in the house over here, otherwise known as Mr. Jim Bardwell. He's sharing with you later today as well. But I decided to call this the Marketing Mastery Course, Marketing Mastery Summit, because I don't want you to just know about marketing. I want you to practice marketing. I want you to get so good at marketing that you're able to generate the right prospects for your business consistently. How many of you have so much business right now, you don't know what to do with it, and you're kind of in a position that, like, please don't send me another prospect? Nobody? One person. But guess what? if you are one of the, if you're one of the one in this group, one of the one, the one, Michelle Thomas. What I know about Michelle is she's working on increasing her capacity so that she can take on more clients. See, the first part of that book, How to Build a Phenomenal Dream Team, starts with seven very important questions, seven coaching questions to get you from where you are to where you want to go. And the most important thing that you can know is what you want. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to take your business? What role do you want to fulfill in your business? And we do that without doubt. We do that without fear, because we can find the solutions. We can create the strategies, the systems. They're there. We have them. We have the people. We have the processes. So I want to invest some time with y'all over the next 2 days to help you get your arms around this subject, okay? I mentioned Brenda just a few minutes ago. Her late husband was the highest ranking American male in Taekwondo in the entire world, and he said this. He said, a black belt is just a white belt that never quit. A black belt is just a white belt that never quit. If you find somebody that's really good at something, that they've mastered something, it means that they've practiced. They've just kept going. They've practiced the fundamentals. I'm trying to get, I don't know if I shouldn't say that. I'm looking into having Tim S. Grover come speak to us. Tim Grover trained Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. And one of the things that I know about Tim Grover is that he knew Michael didn't have the skill that he needed to be the superstar that he could be. So you know what Michael Jordan did? He practiced every day. Layups. Imagine Michael Jordan practicing layups. Layup, 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 layup. Foul shot, foul shot, foul shot. 3 point, 3 point, 3 point. Practice the shot over and over and over. Sounds kind of boring, doesn't it? Sounds kind of boring, doesn't it? The reason he did that is because when he got in a situation where he had to go airborne and do a 360 and throw the ball to his other hand, the shot was automatic. It's not magic, but I want you to be so good that whatever situation you get into, you know what to do. In this case, marketing, all right? So marketing is everything you do to attract prospects to your business. That's our working definition of marketing. It's everything. It's not just one thing. It's not three things. It's not two things. It's not 11 things. It's everything. It's how you look. It's how you sound. It's how you smell. It's how your people, did I say that? Yes. It's how your team interacts with the community and with prospects. Okay. It's everything. It's networking. It's building relationships. It's advertising. It's online, offline, and shoreline. Wherever you happen to be, it's here, it's there, it's everywhere. It's everything that you do. Gary Keller, who founded Keller Williams Realty, which is the largest residential real estate company in the country, probably in the world, by every measurement, said this. Part of the one thing is the path to mastery. And he said that mastery, the path of mastering something, is the combination of not only doing the best you can, but also doing the best that it can be done. Nick Saban said that. Don't practice until you get it right. Practice until you can't get it wrong. I've told when I built that company. By the way, how many of y'all went on the company tour this morning? Let me see your hands. Awesome. How was it? Yeah? When you have the people, the processes, and the profit, you got a pretty phenomenal company, right? As I was building that company, I told my team members, I don't want you to do the best that you can. You ever told somebody to do their best? That's good. But I told them, I don't want your best. I don't want your best. I want you to learn how to do this the best that it can be done and do that. Learn how to do that. Am I okay? Oh, I got those. I'm good. Yeah, thank you. I'll get there. Do it the best that it can be done. We've worked hard over the last 40 years developing a marketing system that everybody agrees. Every time you go through this assessment, this marketing assessment, everybody agrees that if I could score a high score on all these areas, I'd have a pretty phenomenal marketing system, right? But it's a matter of learning it, doing it, learning it again, doing it again, learning it, doing it again. Boring, 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 lay up, boring. But when you learn it, you train yourself, you can get in a place where you can respond. He also said that mastery is a continuous journey of learning and improvement. It's not a destination, you never arrive. Requiring dedication and a focus. Can y'all do me a favor? For a second, give yourselves a big hand clap for being here. I'm not trying to motivate you. What happened? I did what? Dory! What's up, Chief? I need to talk to you. Somebody said you're working on a project that maybe I could give you. I don't know. Maybe I could help. You took the time to come here. The dedication and focus of the winners in this room is what has gotten them where they are. Our most successful students just do two things. They learn the system, they implement the system. It's easy to hear it, it's not easy to learn it. You gotta study. Gotta study, and you gotta implement. You gotta stay dedicated, you gotta stay focused. That's what this community is about. We help each other to stay dedicated, stay focused. So you deserve a hand clap for the effort that you've made. On the most important work, the way that we move forward in this community is I came up with what I call the Phenomenal Four. The reason I came up with the Phenomenal Four projects is because I've learned from the greats, the legends, every single consultant that's worth their salt will tell you that you can only focus on 3 to 5 projects at a time and be successful, right? You have to focus. You can do anything you want. You just can't do everything right now. So we have to get to a place where we are able to hone in and focus on the most important areas of our business. What's the biggest challenge that you have right now? What's the biggest opportunity? And you stay focused on that until you get there. How many of you get into that and then you get distracted, right? Something else happens. Something else breaks. There's another crisis. You got to stay focused through all that. You got to stay focused through all that. Stay focused on the most important work to achieve phenomenal results. And then a summit is a gathering of people who care deeply about the topic. It's not that we're in love with marketing necessarily, but we're dedicated to one another. We're dedicated to success. We're dedicated to, you know, my purpose in life is simply to help people that I'm called to, that I care about, become the person that they were created to be, so they can do the things that they were born to do and have the life that they were born to have. That's my definition of success. This afternoon, I'm going to do something I haven't done in a long time. I felt like since we're here at my church building, the church is not a building. The church is the called out ones. The church is us. But this afternoon, if you would like to stay around at approximately 4:15, assuming God restores my voice, even if he doesn't, I'm going to share my testimony with you. I've had so many conversations with people lately over the last year that caused me to realize that so many people just don't understand Christianity. They just don't. They've seen the religion, they've seen televangelists, they've seen a lot of things, but they really don't know the truth. I appreciated what Dr. Rome said yesterday about religion. And so I'm going to share this afternoon at 4:15. You don't have to attend. If you don't believe like I believe, I still love you. Bless you. A lot of pollen out there. Marketing Mastery Summit. And again, marketing is everything you do to attract prospects to your business. Phenomenal marketing delivers a meaningful experience that engages, that educates, and entertains. First, you have to engage people. You have to get their attention. You have to have some sort of reason for them to pay attention to you. In person, that might be the way you treated them. The way you inspire people is by the way you treat them. Online, in advertising, maybe it's your free trial offer, it's your free download, it's your free report, whatever it might be. And then we have to educate our prospects. We have to educate our community. Education marketing will make you rich, especially when it's done in the flavor of relationships, because all of business and all of life is about relationships. Which brings me to the third E, entertainment. Entertainment is serving people at the highest level. It's serving people at the highest level. And then what we're really after is we're after a phenomenal marketing system, and any kind of system is a group of working parts that are designed to work together to produce a specific result. Everybody came here in a vehicle, correct? Yes? So that vehicle is a group of working parts that's designed to do what? Get you from point A to point B. okay, at the very basic level. But you know, there's marketing, and then there's phenomenal marketing. So maybe you have a really cool car that not only gets you there, but it gets you there in style. Right? Yeah. Okay, so you did the assessment. What I want to do is I want to break down the marketing piece of that a little bit for you, just so that you understand it a little bit more. There are apprentices in the room, there are journeymans in the room, and there's a few marketing black belts in the room, okay? There's a range here, so it's all on the Inner Circle website. Have you been on the Inner Circle website lately? Do you go on there and download the stuff? Okay, so a couple people do. I would encourage it. Remember, dedication, focus. By the way, we have a new platform. We went from WordPress to Kajabi. Santi, how does that work? How they get on the new platform? How's that go? Look at him. I came close to not doing this presentation. I was like, okay, so if I can't make my voice work, Santi, Santi, Santi. Give Santi out your big hand clap. Yeah. That boy. Listen, you got to have a written sales goal. You got to know what it is that you're going for, and then you got to make sure you have enough prospects to have a chance at that sales goal, okay? I know that sounds basic, and it is. You achieve mastery by practicing the fundamentals, the layups. Do you have a written sales goal? Then we got to look at our marketing and say, okay, first of all, there's two things here that I want to bring your attention to. One is lead generation. That is generating new prospects. Once you get people on your list and once people become clients of yours, then you need to have promotions to keep them coming in, to have them take action. How many of you guys have been following us for several years before you actually took action? Yeah. I heard that several times yesterday. So how'd you hear about it? Not about you for a long time. So I'm sitting here going, okay, how do we get people to take action quicker? Sooner. You know what I mean? I mean, you always got me thinking about that. My service company over there, we have a referral marketing system. We do 350 stops a month. Hello. Build relationships with people and help them solve problems, be a resource to them. They refer us, and then we have a promotion every single month to keep people repeating that process. Number two, we have a clear position in the marketplace. Do people really understand what you do? Do the people that you're marketing to really understand what's different about you? See, every single prospect, every single consumer has a file cabinet in their mind. They have a file cabinet in their mind. And when you think of landscaping, probably a name comes up. When you think of plumbing, probably a name comes up. When you think of your air conditioner, probably a name comes up. And so your job as a marketer is to be in that file folder in their mind. Let me give an example. When I say laundry detergent, yell out the first brand that came up in your mind. How many of you said Tide? Let me see your hands, please. Look at that. Okay. Now I say soft drink, yell it out. How many of you said Coke? Okay. Now, those who said coat, how many of you aren't going to raise your hand no matter what I ask you? Okay, so, all right. So those of you who said coat, don't even drink coat. Those of you who said tide, don't even use tide, okay? Because there's another picture here, and that picture is the experience that you create to get through the clutter of what is in people's mind already, because you don't have the budget of tide. You don't have the budget of Coca-Cola. That's why relationships are so important. This is a classic marketing book. Look at the subtitle. How to be seen and heard in an overcrowded marketplace. The battle for your mind. You guys know that I am close to Donald Miller. Many of y'all have been through flight school. You've been through Business Made Simple with me. You've been through Marketing Made Simple with me. And one of the coolest things, one of the most effective things that I've learned from Donald Miller is to have a one-liner. And that one-liner should describe the transformation that your business is going to have in their life. It should be specifically for them. Everybody is not your customer. Okay, for example, stop being a slave to your business. Transform it into a predictable, profitable turnkey operation so that you can have more freedom in your life. That's why everybody's here. That's the message that you responded to. See, you can't be everything to everybody. My market is not every business owner. There's new business owners that are still in love with whatever it is that they do. The technical part. And there's nothing wrong with that. But one of these days, you're going to get tired of doing the technical work. And then even when you get when you get team members and you get employees, it's a whole new game. Now you got to do your books. Now you got to market. Now you got to sell. Now you got to lead. Now you got to manage, right? You got to work on the business. It's not easy. New business owners, most of them, this is not all of them, most of them haven't experienced the pain yet of being a slave to their business. How many of you in here have experienced that pain as business owners? Let me see your hands. Yeah. I typically don't work with corporate. If corporate hires me, if they call me and they want leadership training or something, I mean, man, I'm going to go straight to disc, right? So I've done a lot of leadership training for corporations. But here's the key. You don't invest your time, money, and energy marketing to people who are not your prospect, that are not your ideal prospect. If they happen to come along, great. If we've got a way to serve you, that's great. If we don't, maybe I can refer you to somebody. The other type of business owner that might not be the ideal fit for us is the bright, shiny object entrepreneur. You guys know who I'm talking about? Like, they're in a different business every 6 months. Like, you meet them at a networking group or whatever, say, hey, what are you up to? Oh, well, I'm doing this business. Well, wait a minute, weren't you in that other business last time? Yeah, but I got out of that because I'm not. And the one thing, Gary Keller talks about that instead of the entrepreneurial approach, you take the purposeful approach. What's your purpose? Who are you called to serve? And what's that one-liner? Who has a one-liner that they'd like to share with the audience? Liz, can we get a microphone, please? Oh, here we go.
Cleaning, hoarding, restoration, carpet cleaning, janitorial, housekeeping, restoring life's messes.
Wait, say it again. Sorry, I was busy up here.
I can't.
Restoring life's messes.
Restoring life's message.
Messes.
Okay. Messes. I got messages on my mind. Thank you, Liz. Awesome. Give her another big hand clap. So a one-liner is a concise statement you can use to clearly explain what you offer and how you can make your customer's life better. Here's an example of a dentist office. Most parents get stressed when they think about taking their child to the dentist. At Bright Smile Dental, our fun and welcoming office puts kids at ease so they aren't afraid of their parents actually enjoy their dentist visit. What's the problem that your target market has? What's the problem? How does it make them feel? You got to hit it right there. You can't be generic. Number three, we've defined our prime target market. At our service company, we call them Mercedes clients because they care more about quality than price. I'm not interested in competing on price. However, we do have special promotions that people who are already buying from us, we prefer them to buy this month rather than last month. So let me ask you a question. If I'm a Mercedes owner and it's kind of getting close to the time to replace that car, let's say if that was you, would it compel you if there was some kind of special deal on that car that you really wanted? Yeah, you'd look at it. Ooh, I'm gonna get. They got some kind of rebate or whatever. Okay, I think maybe it's time. So in other words, you move people to act now rather than later. Okay, then we have a clear definitions of our products and services. You want to make sure that your team, whoever's talking to customers, whoever's presenting your products, they know what you offer, what problem it solves. Remember, PSR, problem, solution, results. So if you have this problem, here's the solution, and here's the results that we can give you. In this case, it's an example, an illustration of the different warranties. So there's three different warranties you could choose from. Options. Number five, we have a pricing strategy that's profitable. You know, there's a lot of different ways to price your services, right? I like my service company. Most people in that industry, they charge for the basic service and then they upcharge for everything else. I like an all-inclusive pricing system where we come and we measure. We have a way that you need to have a way to measure, right? So but it includes everything that you need. Yeah, but some jobs take longer than others. That's true, but some don't. So if you charge more for that person that has a more difficult or lengthy job, are you giving this one over here that you got done in half the time, are you giving them a discount? Not usually. Does that make sense? So think about the different pricing strategies. Number six is we're consistently marketing to our house list. Remember that the biggest marketing mistake of all is not marketing to your existing contacts. Once you generate a lead and they get on your list, they can never, ever, ever forget about you. I did a Destined Dream Day with Jeremy and Stephanie Overturf a couple weeks ago in Destin. Jeremy and Stephanie came here. They had done $65,000 the whole year. And they learned these marketing systems Stephanie became a referral marketing rock star. They took that business to $1.3 million and then sold it, became millionaires, less than 40 years old. How cool is that? I mean, that's just so cool. What's even cooler is this. They became phenomenal business coaches, and they're adding people to this community on a regular basis. They just signed up two new Inner Circle members last week in 1 week. And what's even cooler than that is because now they're successful, they're traveling, she can spend time with their daughter who's six. Guess what her daughter wants to be when she grows up? Phenomenal business coach. How cool is that? How cool is that? So Stephanie was in a store shopping, and Jeremy and I are sitting there, and Char's there. And, you know, I just like to entertain kids. It's fun. I'm a big kid, you know. And I like to be around people that act my, that, you know, act my age. Most of the time I'm six. And so I'm just kind of like messing around with Char. And she started imitating people. So Jeremy goes, so how would you imitate Mr. Partridge? And she puts her sunglasses on, and then she goes, because when I want to get their attention, when I want to get the kids' attention, or I have something important to say, I take my glasses down and look right at them, right? And then I go, what about your mom? She stands up on the concrete bench. We're in Seaside. She stands up on the bench and she goes, never, ever lose a client. 6 years old. Brilliant. But let me tell you the coolest part. This is community. They couldn't have kids. I don't know why I was blessed to see this, but I saw a vision. Of them standing outside a grocery store with a little girl in their arms. And then it happened. Unto him who is able. Yeah. Okay. All right. We have an effective referral relationship program. Consistently build relationships with those referral partners. It will not only make you rich, but it will change your life. The relationships that come out of practicing that, getting good at that. If you want to do it, if you can't do it, get somebody else who will on your team. Please. For your sake. And we have an effective referral reward program. Your referral reward program is not a bribe. It's exactly that. It's a reward. Nobody needs to know about it until they refer. It's an automatic system. Learn that system. It's on the website. I've taught it to you. It's automatic, nothing to sign up for. But here's the problem. Even when people learn the program, they do it wrong. So make sure that you get us to look at it and make sure that you're doing it the right way. Because if you do it the wrong way, doesn't work, you're not going to get the results. Yes or yes? Thank you. And then finally, have a written, posted marketing calendar. Because if your marketing isn't planned and scheduled, it doesn't happen consistently. Do you want consistent prospects? Do you want consistent leads? Do you want consistent revenue? Plan it out. We're going to take a 20-minute break. So at 10:27, I'm going to invite Dr. Robert Rome to the stage. Get some coffee. Get rid of some. Get back in the room at 10:27. Thank you very much.